This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. لماذا يا عبد الله يا أمة الله لماذا يا سليمان لماذا يا فاطمة Why O Suleiman? Why O Fatima? Because we want to understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we want to understand the words, the ahadith of our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walhamdulillah. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. We are currently in the Medina Arabic syllabus series. We are currently on volume 2 and lesson number 30, insha'Allah. Walhamdulillah, in our previous majlis, we completed lesson number 29, the fi'il muda'af. And now we move on to lesson number 30. What will we be covering in lesson number 30? Lesson number 30, insha'Allah, we will be covering duels. Kitabani, two books, walhamdulillah. We know that when it comes to duels, you could have the duel in the form of nouns. And so, kitabani, two books. Kitabun is a noun. Kitabani, two books, mashallah. Then with regards to pronouns, example, huma, two of them. Huwa is he. Hum, they. Whereas huma, two of them. Anta, you. Antum, you people. Antuma, two of you. Excellent. So we have duels in even the pronouns, mashallah. Well, we will also be covering, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, duels when it comes to verbs, insha'Allah. And so, yadhhabu, he is going. Ana adhhabu, I am going. But as for two of those individuals went, yadhhabani, yadhhabani, yadhhabani. Excellent, walhamdulillah. So we will be covering this in lesson number 30, mashallah. Yalla bismillahi rahmani rahim. This lesson in reality is a short lesson. And so, ad-darsu thalathun, lesson number 30. Yaqifu bilbabi fatayat, fatayani. Yaqifu bilbabi fatayani. There stands at the door two young boys, two youngsters. Yaqifu, yaqifu, waqafa, yaqifu, to stand. Qif, qif is the stop sign. So you're traveling in the Middle East and you see this red sign and it says qif, qif meaning stop. Excellent. We have a waqf. Something is a waqf. This masjid is a waqf. You cannot sell this masjid. You cannot buy it, etc., etc. It's like stationery. Stationery from being bought and sold. Yaqifu bilbabi. Stands at the door. Fatayani. Two lads. Two youngsters. So who's doing the standing? What is our fa'il? What's our doer here? Who is the doer? These two youngsters. Fa'il is fatayani. Fatayani. But we know generally the fa'il is marfu'. It's supposed to be dhammified. We say, well, because it's in the dual form, it cannot take an apparent dhamma. And so technically, the sign that it is in the marfu' form is the presence of that alif. The presence of the alif. And why do we have the presence of the alif? Because we are dealing with a word which is in the dual form. So fatayani, it is a fa'il. Alamatu raf'ihi, and the sign that it is dhammafied, it is marfu'ified, is the alif, because it is muthanna. Muthanna meaning it's in the dual form. Walhamdulillah. The mudarris says, udkhula, both of you enter, an order. فعل أمر أدخل أنت أدخل both of you enter. So we have the presence of the ألف والحمد لله أدخل أدخل excellent ما شاء الله جيد أدخل جميل من أنتما هو both of you Who are both of you? أدخلا من أنتما Who are both of you? نحن طالبان جديدان We are two new students. جديدان is our نعت is our describing word. Describing طالبان And so we'll follow all the rules of طالبان. نحن طالبان جديدان We are two new students. مرحبا بكما مرحبا بكما Welcome to both of you. من أين أنتما من أين أنتما From where are both of you? نحن من الصين نحن من الصين We are from China. نحن من الصين نحن من الصين We are from China. متى وصلتما إلى المدينة المنورة؟ متى when وصلتما arrived both of you where إلى المدينة المنورة؟ When did both of you arrive in مدينة المنورة؟ جواب وصلنا أمس وصلنا أمس Who arrived both of us؟ وصلنا So technically the نا is the فاعل Is the one did the arriving? Is the we arrived? Who did the arriving? We وصلنا أمس We arrived yesterday. المدرس أتوا أماني أنتما ما شاء الله. Are both of you twins? أتوا أماني أتوا أماني. Are both of you twins? تو أمان twins. أتوا أماني أنتما. Are both of you twins? نعم. وكيف عرفت ذلك يا أستاذ؟ Yes. وكيف عرفت؟ And how did you know? كيف how عرفت؟ How did you know? ذلك How did you know that يا أستاذ؟ And how did you know that أو أستاذ؟ عرفت من الشبه الذي بينكما. عرفت I knew من الشبه from the similarity. From the similarity الذي بينكما which is between both of you. I knew that due to the similarity, due to the resemblance between both of you. ما أسماؤكما What are both of you names? What's you people's names? Technically, we are saying أسماؤكما. أسماؤكما, أسماء is the plural. One might argue technically we should have said إسماني. Ismani, two names. But words where it is generally known as one, the one to it is unique, then in its dual form, we will use a plural. Example, face. You have one face. Well, the dual form of the face will be the plural form. Wujuh, jayid. Similarly, with regards to head, everyone has one head. And so the dual form, it won't be رأساني but rather we will use the plural رؤوس جيد so example وجوهكما both of you's faces رؤوسهما both of their heads رؤوسهما both of their heads جيد so again ما أسماؤكما What's you people's names? اسمي الحسن وأخي اسمه الحسين My name is Hassan and my brother's name is Hussein. ألكما إخوة وأخوات Do you people have brothers and sisters? نعم لنا أخوان وأختان Yes, we have two brothers and two sisters. لنا أخوان وأختان Technically, you could have said أخوان وأختان لنا So that's why لنا technically is our خبر and أخوان is our مبتدا Excellent. لنا أخوان وأختان We have two brothers and two sisters. أما الأخوان فيعملان في مكتب خطوط جوية As for our two brothers فيعملان then both of them work فيعملان both of them work فيعملان both of them work فيعملاني. Both of them work where? في مكتبي, in the office. خطوط جوية, in the airline office. جوية, airline office. جيد. وقد درسا, and both of them have studied. When we find قد and it's to do with the past tense, then it's like definite. قد such and such, they definitely have done such and such. Whereas if we use the word قد with regards to the present tense or future, then it's like maybe, maybe. وَقَدْ دَرَسَا, and both of them have studied, they definitely have studied. فِي مَعْهَدِ اللُّغَةِ, in the Institute of Language, هَذَا, this one here. قَبْلَ سَنَوَاتٍ, years ago. وَأَمَّا الْأُخْتَانِ, and as for our two sisters, فَتَدْرُسَانِ, then they both are studying فِي الْمَدْرَسَةِ ثَانَوِيَّةِ, in secondary school. كَانَتْ لَنَا أُخْتَانِ أُخْرَيَانِ مَاتَتَا فِي الصِّغَرِ. الله مستعان. كَانَتْ لَنَا, we had أُخْتَانِ, two sisters. أُخْرَيَانِ, two other sisters. مَاتَتَا فِي الصِّغَرِ, they both died in infancy. الله مستعان. So كَانَتْ لَنَا, there was for us, we had أُخْتَانِ, أُخْتَانِ, two sisters. أُخْرَيَانِ is our نعت, describing those two sisters to other sisters. مَاتَتَا فِي الصِّغَرِ, they both died in infancy when they were young. المدرس في أي كلية تريدان, in which faculty do you people want أن تدرس, to study, in which faculty do both of you want to study, بعد دراسة اللغة العربية, after your studies of the Arabic language. Which faculty do both of you want to go and study in after your studies of the Arabic language? Hussein says, أريد أن أدرس, أريد أن أدرس, I want to study بكلية الشريعة, in the faculty of شريعة. I want to first study in the faculty of law, the faculty of شريعة. أما الحسن, as for حسن, as for حسن, فيريد, see, because we brought an أما, because we said أما, then we have to bring a فا, because we used أما, then we have to bring a فا. أما الحسن, as for Hassan, then he wants, فَيُرِيدُ أَنْ يَدْرُسَ, then he wants to study بِكُلِّيَّةِ الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ, in the faculty of the noble Qur'an. وَفَّقَكُمَ اللَّهِ, may Allah grant both of you tawfiq, ما شاء الله. Who is the fa'il there? Allah is the fa'il. وَفَّقَكُمُ اللَّهُ, شايد, Allah grants both of you tawfiq. نريد أن نذهب إلى المراقب, نريد أن نذهب إلى المراقب, we want to go to the supervisor, we want to go to the supervisor. مدرس says, لا تذهب إليه الآن, don't go to him now. لا تذهب, don't both of you go to him. إليه الآن, to him now. فإنه مشغول, for verily, for indeed, for surely he is busy. يمكنكما, it's possible for both of you, أن تذهبا, to go إليه بعد انتهاء الحصة. It's possible for both of you to go to him after the ending of the lesson. يمكنكما أن تذهبا إليه بعد انتهاء الحصة, after the ending of this period. اذهبا الآن. And so the teacher says, اذهبَا الآن, go now, إلى المكتبة, to the library or to the bookstore. وَخُذَا الْكُتُبَ الْمُقَرَّرَةَ, and take and collect the prescribed books. اذهبَا الآن إلى المكتبة, go now to the library or to the bookstore. وَخُذَا الْكُتُبَ الْمُقَرَّرَةَ, and collect and take what? And take the prescribed books. Walhamdulillah. Khuda is our fi'al amr. It's an order. Khuda. But technically then it should end with a sukun. Because the fi'al amr, it is majzoom. Dhammafied. Khud. Khud. But because we are dealing with a dual, then it would have the alif insha'Allah. Wa khuda. Wa khuda. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. تمارين يا مشايخ, تمارين إن شاء الله, exercises. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية, أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. من الفتيان? Who are the two young lads? MashaAllah. من الفتيان? Who are the two young lads? هما طالبان جديدان. They are two new students. هما طالبان جديدان. Number two. ما أسماؤهما? What are their names? أحدهما الحسين. والآخر الحسن. أحدهما, one of them is الحسين. والآخر الحسن. Technically, حسين is the diminutive form of حسن. So we have a حسن and a small version is a حسين. We have a سهل and we have a سهيل. We have a فضل and we have a فضيل. ما شاء الله. Number three. من أين هما? From where are both of them? من أين هما? هما من الصين. جميل. Number four. كم أخا وأختا لهما? How many brothers and sisters do they have? كم أخا وأختا لهما? How many brothers and sisters do they have after كم? We have the word in the singular form and it's منصوب. Excellent. لهما أخواني وأختاني. They have two brothers and two sisters. Number 5. في أي كلية يريدان أن يدرسا؟ في أي كلية, in which faculty يريدان, do both of them want أن يدرسا, to study. جواب, أما الحسن فيريد أن يدرس بكلية القرآن الكريم, وأما الحسين فيريد أن يدرس بكلية الشريعة. Excellent. Again. أما الحسن, because you're using أما, so you have to bring a فا. أما الحسن فيريد أن يدرس بكلية القرآن الكريم, وأما الحسين فيريد أن يدرس بكلية الشريعة. Excellent. والحمد لله. And that's تمرين number one done, ما شاء الله. Let's move on to تمرين number two. تمرين نمبر 2, ضع في الفراغ في كل جملة من في كل جملة مما يأتي الفعل ذهب. So they want you to use ذهب past tense بعد إسناده إلى الضمير المناسب and attach it to the appropriate pronoun. أين خالد وحامد؟ جواب, ذهبا إلى المكتبة. أين خالد وحامد? We say ذهبا إلى المكتبة. So they give you the word ذهبا. We need to adjust it. Because we are talking about two, we would say ذهبا إلى المكتبة. ذهبا إلى المكتبة. Take note at how these past tense verbs are different from nouns. Nouns we would say كتاباني. Here we say ذهبا. Both of them have gone. Try it. أين آمنة وأختها? Where's آمنة and her sister? جواب, ذهبتا إلى المستشفى لعيادة أمهما. ذهبتا إلى المستشفى لعيادة أمهما, to visit their mother. ذهبتا إلى المستشفى لعيادة أمهما, to visit their mother. And remember, with regards to زيارة is when you visit anyone at any place except like the hospital, except the one who is sick. If you visit the one who is in hospital, the one who is sick, the one who is sick at home, etc., clinic, wherever it might be, as long as this is a visit where you are visiting somebody who is unwell, we don't say ziyara, we say iyada. Excellent. Number three. Aina something amsi ya ikhwanu. Aina something amsi ya akha, not akhwan, ya akhawani. Aina dhahabtuma. Aina dhahabtuma. Where did both of you go? Amsi ya akhawani. Yesterday, oh, two brothers. Aina dhahabtuma. Aina dhahabtuma. Where did both of you go? When amsi ya akhawani, oh, two brothers. And number four. أإلى الطبيب أو أإلى الطبيبة أإلى الطبيبة to the female doctor ذهبتما يا بنتاني أإلى الطبيبة ذهب ذهبتما ذهبتما أإلى الطبيب ذهبتما يا بنتاني أإلى الطبيب أإلى الطبيبة أإلى الطبيبة ذهب ذهبتما Ya bintani, correct, na'am. Zahabtuma, zahab, zahabtuma. Jameel. And with that, we've covered exercises 1 and 2. Remember, exercise number 1, the comprehension questions, and exercise number 2, dealing with the past tense verb. Let's move on to exercise number 3, where we deal with the present tense and future tense verbs, insha'Allah. So, fi'il mudari'. Let's see. Ahmadu wa Ibrahimu something ila al-maktabati kulla yawmin. Ahmadu wa Ibrahimu something ila al-maktabati kulla yawmin. What? Yadhhabani. Yadhhabani. Ahmadu wa Ibrahimu yadhhabani ila al-maktabati kulla yawmin. Mumtaz. Aina something ya waladani? Aina something ya waladani? Aina? Aina tadhhabani? أين تذهبان؟ Where are both of you going? Oh, two young boys. Number three. الطالبتان الجديدتان الطالبتان الجديدتان الطالبتان الجديدتان الطالبتان الجديدتان تذهبان الطالبتان الجديدتان تذهبان تذهبان The two? The two female students who are new, the two new female students, تَذْهَبَانِ إِلَى الْمُصَلَّى are both going to the مُصَلَّى. And number four, they state here, مَتَى something إِلَى الصَّيْدِلِيَّةِ يَا أُخْتَانِ مَتَى تَذْهَبَانِ مَتَى تَذْهَبَانِ When are both of you going to the صَيْدِلِيَّة? صَيْدِلِيَّة is the pharmacist. مَتَى تذهبان إلى الصيدلية متى تذهبان إلى الصيدلية يا أختاني والحمد لله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله Let us take exercise number 4 inshallah Just two sentences here فعل أمر This is the imperative, the order Let's see يا أخواني Oh two brothers يا أخواني Something إلى المسجد الآن اذهبا This is easy اذهبا إلى المسجد الآن Go to the masjid now Number 2 يا بنتاني Oh two daughters اذهبا إلى المكتب المديرة يا بنتاني اذهبا إلى مكتبة المديرة إلى مكتب المديرة يا بنتاني أو two girls اذهبا both of you go إلى مكتب المديرة to the office of the female principal والحمد لله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله that covers exercises 1, 2, 3 and 4 والحمد لله We move on to exercise number 5, insha'Allah. أمام كل جملة مما يأتي فعل مضارع مرفوع. أكمل به الجملة بعد تغيير ما يلزم. So, they require you to change whatever is necessary. Let's see. ماذا يريد الطالبان الجديدان? What do the two new students require? ماذا يريد الطالبان الجديدان? جيد. Let's look at question number 1, inshallah. يريداني أن something إلى المهجع. Okay. So they ask you that question and they give you various options as answers. And some of the answers you need to adjust for all of them. يريداني أن. They want to. يريداني أن. يذهبا إلى المهجع. يريدان أن يذهبا. أن يذهبا. Originally it's يذهبان. Originally it is يذهبان. Dual of the verb يذهبان. But because it is now going to be منصوبified, it's going to be منصوبified because of the لن, then we drop that نون. يريدان أن يذهبا. يريدان أن يذهبا. يريدان أن يذهبا. This is what we say. This is from the أفعال الخمسة. يريدان أن يذهبا إلى المهجع. They want to go to the dormitory. Number two. يريدان أن something كرة السلة. يريدان أن يلعبا. يريدان أن يلعبا كرة السلة. يريدان أن يلعبا كرة السلة. Number three. يريدان أن something القهوة. يريدان أن يشربا القهوة. يريدان أن يشربا القهوة. يريدان أن يشربا القهوة. يريدان أن يشربا القهوة. They want to drink the coffee. يريدان أن something الأخبار. يريدان أن يسمعا الأخبار. يريدان أن يسمعا الأخبار. أن يسمعا, that both of them want to listen to the news. يريدان أن يجلسا أمام المدرس. They both want to sit in front of the teacher. MashaAllah. And so in all of these examples, because it's mansubified, we drop the noon. Walhamdulillah. So we would say that technically it is mansub وَعَلَامَةُ نَصْبِهِ, and the sign that it is mansub is the dropping of the noon. حَذْف النون. Why? Because it is from the أفعال الخمسة. The أفعال الخمسة, inshaAllah. Yalla, exercise number 6. أكمل كل جملة مما يأتي بضمير مناسب. Put in the appropriate pronoun, inshaAllah. أرأيت الطالبين الجديدين. أرأيت, did you see الطالبين الجديدين. طالبين, why? Because it is منصوبified. طالبان, طالبين, طالبين. أرأيت الطالبين الجديدين. نعم, رأيتهما. رأيتهما, yes, I saw both of them. رأيتهما, رأيتهما. Excellent. Number two. أقرأت هاتين المجلتين. Did you read these two magazines? أقرأت هاتين المجلتين. جواب, نعم, قرأتهما, قرأتهما, قرأتهما. Yes, I read both of them. Number three. قال المدرس لحامد والصديق والصديقه. قال المدرس لحامد وَالصَّدِيقِ لِحَامِدٍ وَصَدِيقِهِ. Because of the lamb. قَالَ الْمُدَرِّسُ لِحَامِدٍ وَصَدِيقِهِ. لِحَامِدٍ وَصَدِيقِهِ. The teacher said to Hamid and to his colleague, رَأَيْتُ. قَالَ الْمُدَرِّسُ لِحَامِدٍ وَصَدِيقِهِ. قَالَ الْمُدَرِّسُ لِحَامِدٍ وَصَدِيقِهِ. جواب, what is the answer? رأيتكما. I saw both of you. رأيتكما في المسجد البارحة. One more time. قال المدرس, the teacher said, لحامد وصديقه. The teacher said to Hamid and his friend. رأيتكما, I saw both of you. رأيتكما في المسجد, in the masjid, البارحة, yesterday. Excellent. والحمد لله. Number four. قالت المديرة, the female principal said, قالت المديرة لزينب, to Zainab. Zainab is a diptote. لزينب ومريم, to Zainab and to Maryam. أريد أن أسألكما. I want to ask both of you. أريد أن أسألكما عن. I want to ask both of you about بلدكما. عن بلدكما, about both of you's country. Again. قالت المديرة لزينب ومريم. أريد أن أسألكما عن بلدكما عن بلدكما. I want to ask both of you about you people's country. والحمد لله ما شاء الله. Exercise number 7. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. متى خرج أحمد وأخوه من الفصل؟ When did Ahmed and his brother leave from the classroom? جواب خرجا بعد الدرس. خرجا بعد الدرس. Both of them left after the lesson. متى ذهبتما إلى مكة؟ متى ذهبتما؟ ذهبتما إلى مكة. When did both of you go to مكة؟ ذهبنا في الشهر الماضي. ذهبنا في الشهر الماضي. We went last month. ذهبنا في الشهر الماضي. Excellent. Number 3. ماذا شربت زينب وسعاد؟ ماذا شربت زينب وسعاد؟ What did زينب and سعاد drink؟ جواب شربتا القهوة. شربتا العصير. شربتا الماء. They both drank water. They both drank coffee. ممتاز. The next one. Number 4. أين يدرس حامد وخالد؟ أين يدرس حامد وخالد؟ أين يدرس حامد وخالد؟ Studies. أين يدرس where studies حامد وخالد؟ حامد وخالد. جواب يدرسان بالمدرسة الثانوية. They are studying in secondary school. Again. أين يدرس where studies حامد وخالد؟ جواب يدرسان في الجامعة. يدرسان في المدرسة الثانوية. They are both studying in the secondary school. They're both studying at university. Number 5. ماذا تغسل آمنة وأمها؟ ماذا تغسل آمنة وأمها؟ What does آمنة and her mother wash? جواب تغسلان الثياب. تغسلان الثياب. تغسلان. They are both washing. تغسلان الثياب. تغسلان الثوب. تغسلان القميص. والحمد لله. تأمل ما يلي. Ponder over the following. And these are the أفعال الخمسة. And so we can see clearly here how they adjust themselves. المضارع. Then we have, so we have the مضارع مرفوع. The مضارع in the dhammified fashion. The مضارع منسوب. And the مضارع مجزوم. So let's see. يذهبان. Two of them are going. We see the presence of the noon. The presence of the noon is indicative of it being marfu', it being in the dhammified form. لن يذهبا. لن يذهبا is the mansub form. لن يذهبا, and so we drop the noon. And the dropping of the noon is the sign that it is marfu'. Excellent. Then we have لم يذهبا. لم يذهبا. Technically, this is the majzum form. The sukun form, if we had a singular option, it would be lam yadhhab. Lam yadhhab. Now, lam yadhhaba. We say that it is in the form of majzoom, and the sign that it is majzoom is the dropping of the noon. Walhamdulillah. So in the mansub and majzoom form, we drop the noon. Whereas in the marfu form, we bring the noon. MashaAllah. يذهبون لن يذهبوا لم يذهبوا. لم يذهبوا did not go. لن يذهبوا will not go. تذهبان تذهبان لن تذهبا لم تذهبا. تذهبون لن تذهبوا لم تذهبوا. Last one. تذهبين لن تذهبي لم تذهبي. هذه هي الأفعال الخمسة. These are these five verbs, special ones which have these rules. And the إعراب for them is that ترفع بثبوت النون. It is مرفوع form with the presence of the noon. وتنصب وتجزم بحذف النون. And it is منصوبified and it is مجزومified by the absence of the noon. والحمد لله. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amanat Allah, with that we have come to the end of lesson number 30, walhamdulillah. Let us take a little bit of vocab, insha'Allah, and then we will take a prophetic maxim, and then we end off this majlis, walhamdulillah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. A new word, insha'Allah, and that is the word jaffafa. Jaffa and jaffafan. Jaffa, jaffaf. This means to become dry. Jaff. Jaff, something which is dry, that which becomes dry. We say, for example, jaffafa tajfifan, tajfifan, to make something dry. Mumtaz. Also, subhanallah, jafu tatajafa, Allah mentions in the Noble Quran. Jafu, this means to like shun something, avoid something. When something is dry, what has left? The wetness has now left. Excellent. And so, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, تَجَافَ. تَجَافَ means to like separate from something, to shun something, to avoid something. And these people, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. Their shuns, their sides, shun away the beds. These people, they wake up from the sleep and they perform salah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's like they shun the beds. They shun the beds. And so they sleep little and they pray, walhamdulillah. Jildun, jildun means skin, can also mean leather. Jalada means to whip. Jalada means to whip. And mujalladun, mujalladun is like a book which is bound up, or a volume. Majallad, majallad. Number one, majallat, number two, etc. Jalasa, obviously we know that. That means to sit. Ajlasa, ijlasan, means to make someone else sit. To make someone else sit. Ajlasa fulan. He makes fulan sit. Jamil. Jalil. Jalil is something great, something which is revered. We say Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. Jalal. Jalal is like majesty. Majesty. Jayid. And to make ijlal of so and so. This brother, he came and they made ijlal of him. Ijlal means to honor the individual. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, a prophetic maxim bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Our Nabi, your Rasul, our Habib, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated the hadith, إِنَّمَا النَّاسُ كَالْإِبِلِ الْمِئَةِ. People are like the camel, like hundreds of camels, like 100 camels. Jayid. The continuation of the hadith that not every camel you are able to ride. Not every one of them are worthy of riding. إِنَّمَا النَّاسُ كَالْإِبِلِ الْمِئَةِ. People are like how you have 100 camels. Not all of them are suitable. Not all of them are good for you and appropriate for you to ride. What does this hadith mean? It means, subhanallah, that even though you have so many people out there, hundreds and thousands of people, but the ones who really stand out, the ones who really carry the worry of the ummah, the ones who really make an effort and they strive, and they are the ones who stand out from the crowd, the leaders from amongst them, the shakers and the turners, they are very few. They are very few. So from these like 100 camels, not all of them are worthy of being ridden on. Not all of them are appropriate. And many of them are not so good for riding. Jayid, Allah musta'an. Many people can run. How many people win, you know, the Olympics and win the races? Very, very, very few. Many participate, winners are few. Many participate, winners are few. Excellent. We find in the Noble Quran, Allah mentions, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Most people do not make shukr. وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you, the Nabi, obey most of the people on earth, you will be turning away from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِيَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُسُونَ. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يؤمنون. And most people don't believe. Most people, they don't believe. Subhanallah. وما أكثر الناس ولو حرصت بمؤمنين. And most of them don't accept, even though you are exerting yourself with regards to them. وقليل من عبادي الشكور. And very few of Allah's servants make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, those who do, they are few. Those who believe, they are few. Jayid, excellent. In comparison to the inhabitants of the hellfire, the people of paradise, they are much fewer in number. And so, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, this hadith teaches us, number one, that we should personally ourselves try to be from amongst those who are the leaders, those who are the movers and the shakers, those who take the risk, those who are there in the front line, walhamdulillah. So that's on a personal note. Also, we should recognize those around us who have these qualities and assist them and help them and try to polish up those qualities of them, those characteristics that they have. Try to develop those characteristics. We find that Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ. If from the parties that go out in battle, طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, a group of them, they remain behind and they don't go out to fight. Why? What are they doing? They are studying and they're learning. لِيُنذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ, so that they will advise, they will teach, they will admonish the people when they return from the battle. So you require some people to go out and study. We require people for different job profiles, etc. In the end, this hadith, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, is telling us that not all people are the same. Not all people are the same. And the leaders from amongst them, and the ones who will stand out from amongst them, they are few in comparison to the number that doesn't do so. Lazy ones are many. Lazy ones are many. Those who have excuses are too many. Those who are lazy, they make excuses, they don't put in the effort, etc. They are many. And the opposite, they are few. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those few who are the opposite, who are the worthy ones. Walhamdulillah. Until we meet again, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, remember, if your knowledge is above average, then your ibadah, your akhlaq, your character, your manners, your behavior, your relationship, they are also supposed to be above average. We ask Allah for tawfiq. We ask Allah to accept from us. We ask Allah to grant us knowledge which is beneficial and not knowledge which is not beneficial. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.